Shalom and praise the Lord, all ye saints. It's been a good day in India. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India. I thank for the privilege that has been given to me to speak this morning. And I hope this will be a time of blessing to all of you saints. My sincere thanks to Pastor Andrew Peary and his team and all this wonderful platform that has been created so that we could all stay together, unified in the Word of God. The subject that I would speak this morning is the Garden of Eden. You know, this Garden of Eden, most of the brethren or saints consider it to be something mythological, something that's not so very real. No matter what the world and the science discloses about it, but we know that it was a real place where God had first placed Adam and Eve to live and instruct to them to be fruitful and multiply. This is the beginning of the creation of mankind. We do understand that the Garden of Eden was perfect, a place without sin, without death, or neither any suffering, and was a part of God's good creation as described in Genesis chapter 2, 3. God placed Adam in the garden and gave him the responsibility to care for it, and also created Eve to be his helper. But what happened was, sadly, the man rebelled against God, and that ushered into death and suffering. The point that I would love to make over here is that the Garden of Eden was a real place. It was a garden that was planted by God in his creation. And there are certain specific things that what we see, especially in Genesis 2, that there was one river that flowed from Eden, which divided into four distinct river heads. And this is a clear indication that this land of paradise was indeed a real garden that God created. The truth that I would love to bring out, or the subject of my content that I would love to place before you this morning, is that there is a more glorious Eden than the natural Eden that what we see is the land of paradise that what God created and planted in his creation. I have about 10 points that to speak to you that this Eden is not as glorious that the Eden that God has placed for us in his scriptures. The Bible promises a more glorious Eden for us in the future. Now, brothers and sisters, the message of the hour and the messenger, the prophet of our time, he profoundly stated, back to Eden, back to Edenic condition, back to the Garden of Eden. Now, we do know and we do understand we cannot get literally back into a natural place where it was known as Eden. I know that God, everything is possible unto him. But what we are actually trying to do and see, we have a more glorious Eden than the Eden that's the kind of place that God planted in its creation. I would love to distinct 10 of these points so that we would see each of them as we go through this episode. The first thing is, Eden was good, but yet not fully glorious. The place that is mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and 3, that this garden, Eden, which God created, was truly good, but it was not totally or fully glorious. the Garden of Eden was indeed a real place, a perfect garden that God created in His creation. We were given specific geographical location of the Garden of Eden in the second chapter, as I mentioned. That is a river that flowed out of it and which divided into four distinct rivers. This narrates to us, or this gives us an understanding, that this was a literal place. Though we may not be able to locate where exactly it is because of the situation that we are living in, the whole Noah's flood had reinstated or changed the geography of the land. But the Garden of Eden were a place where mankind first lived. That's what the Bible says. God placed Adam in the garden to cultivate it, to keep it. That's what we see in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8. He placed the man with a purpose. That God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and He put the man whom He had formed. A man was placed in Eden to cultivate it. We also see in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 that God took the man and put him in the garden to work and to keep it. So man had something that he would work and labor so that he would keep the garden. And God also brought the animals to Adam so that he could name them. And God created Eve from the rib of Adam, so the purpose of being his helper. And there were two trees mentioned in the garden. That were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now when we see all these things, and when we understand and look forward for a more glorious Eden, I am speculative that the glorious Eden, that the Eden is to come, we would not have something to cultivate or keep it. Neither we would work in it, neither a woman would be created out of our ribs, neither there would be two trees where we would be forbidden or partaking. My brothers and sisters, I believe God has a more glorious Eden for us in the future. When the prophet of the Lord spoke back to Eden and back to the Edenic conditions, he certainly meant that we have to rise from a fallen state. The earth is still in its fallen state. Mankind has drastically fallen, and it has to rise and enter into God's dimension, where we would be befitting to enter into a more glorious Eden. Eden would be definitely a place there would be no sin, no death, no suffering. It will be a place where we would share the joy and the presence of God forever. So we can state that the first Eden that God created was indeed good, wonderful, amazing, lovely, beautiful, but yet the glorious Eden, that which is to follow, would be definitely much, much greater in its beauty and holiness than what the first Eden was. Truly, this first point that I would love to say, that the Eden was good, but yet not fully glorious. We are going to enter into a place where it will be filled with the glory of God. The second point that I would love to make was that Eden was abundant, but it wasn't yet expansive. It was abundant, but it was yet not fully grown. Let me tell you what it meant. The Lord commanded to the first parent, Adam and Eve, be fruitful, multiply, fill and subdue it. That's what we see in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Adam and Eve definitely worked and kept the garden. But they couldn't keep it for long. The second Eden would definitely be more glorious because it would be containing the whole family and the economy of God's kingdom in this glorious Eden. Because we see there would be so many chosen sons and daughters of God that would fill God's Eden, who would be glorious, and there it would be a wonder and a light of the Garden of Eden. My brothers and sisters, so the first point was that Eden was good but not glorious. The second we saw that Eden was abundant but yet wasn't expansive. It had to grow. It had to bring forth many of God's children and complete the family economy of God. The third point that I would love to make mention is, Eden was completely good, but it wasn't completely secured. A place with so much of promise and so much of truth and God's expectation, but it wasn't a place that was completely secured. We do understand, especially when we read the book of Revelation 21, a greater garden utterly secured, and there would not enter any of the evil within that premises. In the 27th verse it says of Revelation 21, "And there shall in no wise enter into it any kind or anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, nor maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." This is a perfect security that God would have to the more glorious Eden, the second Eden that God has planned in the future. It would be a place fully secured. The fourth point that I would love to state here is, Eden had a rhythm of work and then rest, but yet not yet an unending rest. God did work and rested, was setting before Adam to look forward to that and filling with image bearers. If Adam and Eve had finished the work, they would have entered into a permanent Sabbath rest. But it wasn't so. God had a plan, and that plan was to signify Adam to look forward into the future. So we see, my brothers and sisters, we have some scripture verse here in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, and I read from verse 1 to 4. "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them and heard it. For we which have believed, we do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." We do see another verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels." My brothers and sisters, these are the scriptures that point us to the more glorious Eden that is yet to follow. We need to be prepared. We need to be waiting in with a sheer hope in our hearts that what the Lord has promised, it will certainly come to pass. I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for this day. Have a great day. And I look forward to continue and get back to you tomorrow. Have a nice day and be blessed. And abide in the joy of the Lord. God bless you all. Back to see you tomorrow.